Good morning, everybody. Listen, it was and it will forever be known as the Miracle of Minneapolis.
Or the Minneapolis Miracle.
That's right. Or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. Or that, like, Stephon Diggs catch. Whatever you want to call it works.
Twin Cities, terrific. That works.
That's my favorite.
And I'm doing this specifically for Brian Robinson, who's on the phone on hold, and he's going to be able to hear the actual call. B-Rob, here's how it sounded on the Vikings / KFAN radio network.
Three receivers right, Thielen left. Marshawn Lattimore, 12 yards from Adam. Case on a deep drop, steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side, caught by Diggs.
Stay up!
Oh, my God! Loose.
Oh, my God!
30!
No!
10! Touchdown! Are you kidding me?
Miracle finish!
It's a Minneapolis miracle!
No way!
Stephon Diggs and the Minnesota Vikings have walked off on the New Orleans Saints. It's a 61-yard Minneapolis miracle.
And here's something you guys don't know. B-Rob still sitting in the locker room, still in his pads as we speak. Right, B-Rob?
Yeah, I just got out, actually.
Wow, man, what an incredible thing, B-Rob. Just what can you even say less than 12 hours later?
Oh, my God. It's still so surreal, man. It's one of those deals you wake up in the morning and you hope that it was true and that it was reality. And, I mean, it is, man. And, you know, I got to say this. I mean, you know, to all the Viking fans out there, you guys deserve this, man. You guys came out in full force yesterday, gave us everything we needed in that stadium, and I know all the tough years and the bad things that have happened to this organization, to this fan base, but you guys deserved what you got yesterday, and I can promise you we're going to do everything we can to go out there and give you guys more.
Let's rewind a little bit. When Lutz kicks that field goal to put the Saints up, what were your emotions at that time with 25 seconds left? Potentially, your season was over unless you had a miracle like you got. What was your thought process at that moment, Brian?
Pretty much what you said. I mean, you're sitting there thinking, like, it can't end like this. I mean, I got home last night, and I told my wife, I said, man, you talk about a roller coaster full of emotions. You've been in this league 11 years. You don't know if you're going to get another shot like you've got right now. And you're sitting there thinking to yourself, it can't end like this. Like, you put in all this hard work, all this effort, blood, sweat, and tears with these guys. And like I said, you're just sitting there thinking it can't end like this. So you're trying to hold on to whatever hope that you have, whatever faith that you have in this football team. And, man, thank God that Case and Stephon was able to do what they did yesterday.
So, B-Rob, that play happens. You watch it. It's on everywhere you go. You see it. Every website, everything has it. It's Jarius Wright and then you chasing Stephon down the field. Tell us exactly what it was like when you saw him turn up field.
Straight pandemonium, man. I mean, when I saw him catch the ball, I was pretty much shocked and in awe. And then the first thing I did was I'm thinking to myself, get out of bounds. Well, then I see him stumble and I see nobody ahead of him. So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, like, stay up. Stay up, and then he starts to run, and the first thing I do is I kind of look back to see if there's any flag and just kind of peek. I didn't see nothing, and then I just, dude, I don't know, I just took off down the sideline, and I think myself and Caleb Jones just took off running. I mean, it was just straight pandemonium, and there's no way to really explain it.
B-Rob, I know that it's really hard to explain all the motions after that play, but I actually do want to ask you about some of the plays during the game. One of the critical plays in my mind was the supposed pick play by Michael Thomas on Sendejo. What did you see on that play, and how did the defense and you guys react to the play, and did you think it was a dirty play?
You know what I mean? I saw it on the board, and it's one of those tough deals. You know, I don't think there was anything malicious that Michael Thomas did. You know, I think if you're going to call anything there and you want anything called, is maybe the head-to-head contact. But I mean, that's one of those deals. You know, sometimes that stuff happens, and you know what? I know our emotions were riding high yesterday and everything like that. But you know, I wasn't really out there on the field at that time. I didn't really see it in real speed or anything like that, but just kind of, you know, hearing the chatter that was going on. I mean, it was not malicious. You know, I heard Ingram say, like, man, he didn't want to do that. Like, it wasn't that type of deal. And, you know, you got to respect that. I mean, you know, to me, it didn't look like it was a malicious hit that he was actually trying to take him out. It was just one of those deals that, I guess you say, wrong place, wrong time.
Again, Brian Robinson joins us every Monday following Vikings games, thanks to our friends at Hy-Vee. Brian, maybe this is an impossible question to answer because we can just speak for yourself and not necessarily everybody else on the same team, but we've been speculating kind of all morning that because this was so improbable and overwhelmingly likely you guys should have been eliminated yesterday, is there any part of you that feels like this is a free roll and now some of the pressure's off and you can just go out and have fun and still try hard and work and you know, blood, sweat, and tears and all those things, but on some level, it's you can loosen up a little bit because in a lot of ways, you guys shouldn't be there anymore.
Well, I think for us, we just got to be who we are. You know, that nothing changes. This doesn't need to change anything with our football team. Just like the playoffs shouldn't change, you know, what you've done all season. You got to go out there and be who you are. And this week is no different. You know, no matter what happened last night, we can't let that affect us moving forward in a good or bad way. It has to be one of those deals that we have to be who we are. We've got to own it and just go into a hostile environment in Philadelphia and try to win a ball game.
How do you guys come down from this? You have to move on at some point, right?
Well, yeah, you have to put it in perspective that, you know what, you can't let this feeling linger around and you know, you can't get satisfied, you can't get complacent. It's got to be one of those where, you know, we've gotten in a routine that, you know what, we come in, we watch the film on Monday, and then we let it go. We get back to work, and this week has to be no different.
So on to Philadelphia, road trip on Saturday to play a game on Sunday evening. I'm assuming that you watched at least bits of the game on Saturday. What is your quick twitch about watching Nick Foles in this offense?
Well, they do a lot of really good things in a running game, and that's what they want to be able to do. They want to be able to establish the run, take some of the pressure off of the quarterback, and allow him to do some play action stuff and things like that. And they've been really good at it for the most part. You know, especially last week watching that game. I mean, it really helped them win the ball game. So for us, we've got to stop their run game. We've got to get them in a situation where they've got to throw the ball. It's a one-dimension offense, and we got to be able to put pressure on Nick Foles. You know, we can't let him sit back there and make the throws that he wants to make. I know it kind of sounds like the same old every single week, but that's always our game plan, no matter who we play. And but I think this week it's especially true.
Brian, obviously you've had a lot of success way back in the day at Texas with Vince Young, so you've known what like great moments have felt like in the past. But is this your number one professional football moment yesterday?
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But like I said, I mean, it's one of those deals that you hope that next week is a little bit better of a moment, and you hope you can move on from there. But, you know, as of right now, I mean, no doubt about it. This is it's tossed them all.
B-Rob, you've seen, you know, some of the best quarterbacks of all time. Just from a admiration standpoint, how good is Drew Brees?
He's good, man. He's really good. Man, he's probably, you know, one of the top three quarterbacks in our league right now, if not the best. And, you know, saying that, we've got some quarterbacks in this league that'll go down as some of the greatest of all time, and I think he's in that category as well. I mean, just the things he does, man. I mean, yesterday, you know, we were just trying to find a way to put the game away, and, you know, we wanted to just be able to either score again or get them off the field, put our offense in a good position, and he just kept finding ways to move the chains and give his team life. And, I mean, you can't say enough good things about him, the way he handles himself on and off the field. I mean, he's just an all-around great guy and a tremendous quarterback.
Did you sense it all in the second half? And we've talked about it seemed like Sean Payton and that offense, you know, tried to find some creativity with the trick play, but also tried to exploit some things that maybe they saw in the first half. Did you guys feel like you needed to make major adjustments in the second half to combat what they're doing?
You know, I just think, you know, they just found little creases in the defense or something like that. I haven't really watched the tape, so I really don't know. But obviously they made some great halftime adjustments and was able to, you know, get the ball rolling on their side of things. But it just comes down to just making a play, man. And we just couldn't find a way to make that play to get ourselves off the field and be able to put the ball game away.
Thanks, B-Rob. Good luck against Philadelphia. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Congratulations, man. What a fun time. That's fun.